when the Supreme Court ruled in our favor on marriage equality, we came down here to West Hollywood Park, and we actually ended up on the LA Times because of that. Just us holding hands, and there was a moment of meditation, something. We just had a moment of silence over a shooting that had just happened at the same time. So in the picture, we've all got our heads bowed in holding hands, and that picture ended up in the LA Times, and it was very important for us, and we weren't married at the time. But we realized that we were becoming not only realizing our soul connection with each other, but that we were also helping other people. We ended up doing a few documentaries and podcasts, and we did Between the Shades with Jill Salvino in New York. Jill's an award-winning director. It was the most beautiful experience. We went to New York twice and worked on that. And as we were doing all these things, we were getting feedback from people, LGBTQ2S people in the community, who were like, you just helped me with something, you know. So it was very cool that we were sort of just having our own experience and not realizing that we were actually having an impact. And so while we don't do it for the impact, we are aware that whatever we do, people who know us or just follow us in social media or whatever are engaged with us. And so it's very important. And I'm not a quiet person when it comes to how I feel about what's happening in the world today. Sometimes to my own. Sometimes it's, you know, I should not be so Italian, but, you know, really, I don't regret one thing I've ever said, because I feel like I've always had the side of people who were experiencing something that was harmful to them, or they felt less than, or they felt like they couldn't thrive just by being of the amazing people they are. And that's also why it's great for me to be here, you know, at LA Pride, because I'm in that position to help the community come out in a way.